Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the most, if not the most, difficult modern religious concepts to understand is the Calvinistic view that if we have to obey the Lord's commandments, we are earning salvation. Nothing could be further from the truth. Have the Calvinists ever read the Old Testament's teaching on obedience? God said to Moses, "You shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess." Deuteronomy 5, 32 and 33. Unless the Lord was joking when He gave Moses and the Israelites these specific and plain instructions, there was no way men could please God without doing what He said in the way He said do it. As you read the Old Testament, you learn of the many commandments, statutes, and judgments the Lord so graciously gave to His people. He did not give His laws because He had nothing better to do. He gave the laws to His people so they would know how to have His approval. We're most familiar with the Ten Commandments, but the Law of Moses contained hundreds of rules and regulations. Did you take note of how strict God was in His demands on the Jewish people? They were to observe all God had commanded them. They were not to turn to the right hand or to the left. But surely God did not expect the Jews to remember all God had revealed to them. The truth is, they had priests and prophets to teach them continually what God had revealed. There was no excuse for their not knowing and not doing. God commanded Moses and the Israelites to walk in all the ways the Lord God had commanded them. God explained why He wanted them to be so strict in doing His will. He gave them the assurance that it would be well with them and that it would prolong their days in the promised land. Did that mean all of them would prosper and live many years in Canaan? It meant that abiding by God's law would normally lengthen their days on earth. Is that not what Paul meant when he commanded children, "Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth"? Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. Paul was speaking in general terms, as was God in the Old Testament. Did you know that some theologians have interpreted the book of Galatians to mean that we have total freedom in Christ and have no obligation to obey any of God's commandments? If we have to obey any of God's commandments, we would make God our debtor. He would owe us salvation. For some strange reason, no Bible writer, certainly not the author of Galatians, ever reasoned so foolishly. What did the Lord mean when He urged the Galatians? "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Galatians 5:16. The tense of the verb means to continually walk in the Spirit. Was Paul merely suggesting what the Galatians were to do, or was he giving them God's requirements for Christian living? In the Galatian letter, Paul taught that Christians must not keep circumcision as a requirement of becoming and being a child of God. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision." If that is true, and you know it is, then what does avail? Paul's answer is too plain and simple to miss. Faith that works by love. Galatians 5:6. Did Paul actually mean that faith had to work? You know he did. If faith has to work, we are not saved by faith alone. Is it possible to make that truth any plainer than these words? "The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 8. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.